Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here it is, the dry bones passage. I remember how surprised I was and how disappointed as a child, I guess it was, when I read this first time in the Bible, that it didn't have the, knee bone connected to the hip bone and all that. It's not there. But still, it is a resurrection passage. How marvelous it is that it should be connected with that story of Lazarus last Sunday. It's about God coming to be for his people and with his people, to take care of them, to bring them new life. The valley that is mentioned here had been mentioned earlier. And the land hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said to me, "Arise, go forth into the valley, and there I will speak with you." So I rose and went forth into the valley, and lo, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I had seen by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. That was chapter 3, and then chapter 8 again. And behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the valley. It's in that valley that these bones are lying. They're all over the place. There are many of them. And then we hear again, "And I will lay the dead bodies of the people of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around about your altars." That's from the section of chapters 4 to 24, which consists almost exclusively of reproaches and threats against Israel for her unfaithfulness before the siege of Jerusalem. Terrifying image there. "I will scatter your bones around about your altars." But later on we hear again, "He put it in the pieces of flesh, all the good pieces, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with choice bones. Take the choicest one of the flock. Pile the logs under it. Boil its pieces. Seethe also its bones in it. Heap on the logs. Kindle the fire. Boil well the flesh and empty out the broth, and let the bones be burned up." These bones have quite a history in Ezekiel. They have quite a story. They tell what God's attitude is toward his people and others. Of the oracles against the nations, later on he has about the bones too. The prophet widens his anathema, as it were, including those who have influenced Israel against their God. "And they do not lie with the fallen mighty men of old who went down to Sheol with their weapons of war, whose swords were laid under their heads and whose shields were upon their bones, for the terror of the mighty one was in the land of the living." But finally we come to that section that we now have. The words of comfort for the nation during and after the siege, with the promise of the brighter future. The God of Israel had done a lot of things for Israel that they had not seen. Isaiah told about it in chapters 45 and 43, about how he had taken Seba and Sheba and other places, and he had made them do his command for the sake of Israel. And he had made Cyrus into his anointed one, his anointed, his Messiah for his purpose. Now, I don't think Cyrus knew about this, but Cyrus became the instrument of God's work. He laid the way out there for them to go back to their home. He made the valleys low or high and the high places low. He prepared the way for them to go back home. And here again, that's the story. "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he sent me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones." Now, those are the bones probably that we hear about later. "And when these pass through the land, and anyone sees a man's bone, then he shall set up a sign by it until the grave diggers have buried it in the valley of Helmagon." In other words, once the corpse left on the ground would be defiled, the country, if it were left there. But it would take 7 months to bury so many dead. And yet that was God's plan, that they would be buried. And these dry bones, that indicates that they're dead. They're truly dead. They're dried out. No juices in them of any kind. But he says to his prophet, and he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And the man's wisdom in answering is very clever. And I answered, "Oh God, Lord God, you know." Again he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, that is, speak my word to them, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you. You shall live. You shall live, he says to these bones. My word, that's amazing. To the dry bones. And at the end then he says, thus says the Lord God, come from your four winds, O breath, and breathe upon those slain, and that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came up unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole of the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Gosh, how could they say that under the promise of God? But having said that, our Lord goes on. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open the graves and raise up your graves, you up from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord. It's a marvelous word of promise that God had given to his people very early on in this book, after having taken care of them, taken them down a notch, having punished them. He still is the God who is there for them. And having punished them, now he brings them to life again. Oh, these weary bones, they love to hear about that story. Because there is still some juices in the bones left yet. God places it there, even the dry bones, the old bones. The bones that no longer want to function as they should, God still has plans for them. This is resurrection talk. God has new life for us. And that's in the word of his promise. It's all in his word, you know. It's all in his word. And there is the word delivered to us again today. Oh yeah, the word of God's promise. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, says the Lord. Indeed, he has done it. We are here to testify to that. He has done it. We are here, living. All the sinews are in the right place. The bones are functioning. And we are alive, again, to do what God has given us to do, to be his people. Oh, we are alive. The bones are well. They're joined together again to form this body, this person, this being, who's baptized and forgiven for all of our past sins. Oh, he has done it. Praise to the God who has done it. Amen.